judge says that mother told her always to give her seat to an older person or to a woman. And I remember that too. That's the end of the
description of the statue of our Blessed Mother that stands on the landing of the front stairs. When we first moved into 4116 Baltimore Avenue 40 years ago, Mother brought with her a statue of Sorara marble, a marble that probably comes from Ireland, a statue of the Blessed Mother that was given to her by her dad when she was a girl of 5 years old. The statue stands on the landing about 5 steps from the bottom of the stairs where the stairway turns. It is on a marble pedestal about waist high that was acquired by the family when some relatives moved out and left some old furniture. The statue of our Blessed Mother is in all white marble. She wears a crown with 4 prongs on it, on her head. She has a very serene face and long, curly hair that falls down over her shoulders and halfway down her back. She wears a kind of cloak which falls over her shoulders, in addition to her regular mantle. In her arms, she holds the infant, very sprightly and facing outwards towards the way she is facing. The infant has his hands extended in a very natural gesture, and he too has a full head of curly hair, long hair that comes right down over his ears, and is clothed in an infant's gown. This statue of the Blessed Mother is very queenly in appearance. The mother's eyes seem to be kind of cast down or looking down at her son. She stands very erect with no pretense at a very slim waist or a thin figure. Her feet appear just at the base of the statue. She is barefooted, and 1 foot stands firmly straight towards the position the statue is facing. The other is turned a little to the side. On close inspection, the statue shows a very minute, close work having been done on it. It's light to hold and stands about 15 to 18 inches in height. This statue was placed on these stairs, which have seen many movings of rugs and furniture and Christmas toys and trees being taken past it on this little landing where hardly one person can pass. Mother was warned when she first put the statue there that it would not last. The statue has been there now about 40 years and has never been fallen, never been broken. Of course, it being a small statue, it was removed in times of moving, but many a person has fallen down those stairs, and yet the statue has never fallen, nor has it been tied there. Mother taught us to reverence the statue and to say a little ejaculation, "Mary, conceive without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee," as we pass by it on the stairway. Many times programs and speeches have been given from this stairway, and many times the children have played on the stairway and even slid down the banisters. So many times has it been possible for the statue to have been hit by things thrown over the banister or children fooling around it, that it is somewhat miraculous that the statue still stands there today. That's the end of the description of the statue. The two pictures painted by Mother, one of the Ecce Homo and the other of our Blessed Mother, bust pictures which match each other, both in frames and in size, were painted by Mother, and Frank says that if ever the house breaks up, they are the two things he wants above all else. That's the end of that. Use a new sheet of paper for another description. Of the family parlor. Use a new sheet for this. Family parlor is in the front of the house, a room about 18 by 18 wide. It has two large windows that look out on the porch. Windows about 10 feet high that reach from the floor almost to the ceiling. I have memories of the summer days when we opened these large windows that go up like ordinary windows and used them as a doorway to walk out onto the porch. The porch is a two-sided porch which just goes along both sides of the outside of the parlor. In addition to the two large windows looking out onto Baltimore Avenue, the porch has a side window that is the usual distance from the floor of the parlor that looks out onto the side porch, side part of the front porch, and to the side yard, which runs along to the back of the house. I have many memories of the side window being knocked on when someone standing waiting to get into the door looked in there and saw a crowd in the parlor. Many times, too, we climbed in and out the windows to play as children. Standing at the front door waiting to get in, you can look right in this side window into the parlor.